Says the same day, Pharaoh gave this order to the slave drivers and overseers in charge of the people. You are no longer to supply the people with straw for making bricks. Let them go and gather their own straw, but require them to make the same number of bricks as before. Don't reduce the quota. They are lazy. That's why they are crying out, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Make them work harder. Make the work harder for the people so that they keep working and pay no attention to lies. You know, some of the things that get you too busy, you forget God. I think that's something you need to understand, that people need to know that there isn't anything they can do to you to stop believing in your God. That there isn't any discomfort that will cause you. For example, they may even try to demote you. They may even try to reduce your salary. They may even try to make you uncomfortable. They may embarrass you in board meetings. They may make fun of you. All of it, you know, to make you stop believing in God, living by biblical values. I think they need to know, like the friends of Daniel knew, that there isn't anything they can do. You have no price. You know, they keep saying people have a price. They better know you have no price. That you are willing to lose all just to live to honor God. That's what Pharaoh was going to discover. That even after he made things harder, he still one day had to release the children of Israel and lose the labor.